And can you tell me your name and how old you are and what you do for your work?
My name is Sange, and people used to call me as Hiroka. That's my nickname.
Hiroka. Okay,
yeah.
Why? Where does that come from?
That is actually, you know, like people think that, you know, they call me as a hero, and then somehow it came to Hiroka.
Okay.
So later on, you know. So, yeah, I'm 27 years old.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I think, what was your question?
Oh, and what do you do for your work?
Oh, yeah, my profession is I work as a guide.
Okay.
And, yeah, and often I play soccer.
Okay, okay.
So that's the thing.
So is it? Can you tell me about your work as a guide a little bit, what that involves?
Yeah, to me, work, I find my profession very interesting because whenever people come and see my beautiful country, you know, they look the country through my eyes.
Yeah.
So I always feel proud, you know, and I think that's like a propaganda, you know.
Yeah.
But I always feel proud because I'm lucky that I'm born in this kind of country,
yeah,
where people are all happy.
Yeah.
I'm also happy.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy. And then when I show the clients whole Bhutan, you know,
yeah,
I feel very proud. And I think that's it.
Yeah. Cool. And do you usually work with big groups or small groups or certain countries or really a bit of everything?
Yeah, we have a mixture, you know, like many people comes in, like Europe and Americans,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm with a big group, sometimes I'm with one person or,
yeah,
you know, it depends.
Yeah.
It depends that how my my agent, you know, gives,
yeah,
me,
yeah,
actually, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any horror stories from guiding, like really bad experiences when things went wrong?
It was a very long time back when I did a trek which is from, you know, like Punakha to Gaza.
Okay.
That time I had
days is that trek?
I think it was just three days
trek,
yeah, because that time I had a client from South Africa.
Uh-huh.
She was very fatso girl, you can see, and you know, she couldn't walk, but somehow she wanted to trek, and then you know, I had a horrible experience because it was the route was not very nice,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and she couldn't walk at all, and I had to carry her sometimes, and sometimes, you know, she has to go on a horseback.
Wow.
And you know, the route is such a narrow that she slipped from the horse, and then the horse and, you know, like together fell on me. You know, that was a very bad experience I had in the life when I getting, you know. Yeah.
Wow. So did you get hurt when that happened?
Oh, yeah, it was my ankle was twisted at that time, you know, so I had a problem too because
Oh, man.
I couldn't walk.
So you carried her? How did you do it? On your back?
Not exactly. I couldn't, you know, like, but there were some people who are helping me also, you know.
Okay.
But mostly she was on horseback, and you know, here in Bhutan, the horses could carry up to 70 kilos, but she was more than that, you know.
Right.
And the road was very narrow, and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.